Katie, that was terrifying.
She knew the voice before she turned. Her brother's wife, Mary. Setting a hand to the one on her arm, she patted it. Though she wanted to throw herself into Mary's arms, she needed to contain her emotion now. That was best. For Susie, and for these many onlookers. Yes, but all is well now, is it not? Her words and hands may be shaky, but her features were set. Mary's eyes widened.
But you can't imagine how afraid I was certain you would be run over.
Catherine rubbed her sister-in-law's fingers as she attempted to look at the happenings at the clinic. We can't think of what might have been. All we can do is be thankful for what is. Mary nodded.
I suppose.
Her voice trailed as her eyes followed where Catherine's gaze landed. As they watched, the driver knocked on the clinic door. Nothing.
Where is Doc?
Mary seemed confused. Why wouldn't Wyatt answer? Then Catherine remembered. Wyatt wasn't there. He was out on house calls. Catherine must tell this gentleman. The thought of addressing the man who nearly trampled her made her stomach flip. But there might be an injury, an emergency. Could she find someone to attend to it until Wyatt returned? Perhaps someone should ride after Wyatt. She pushed forward, handing Susie off to Mary's capable care, and moved toward the clinic.
Excuse me, sir, she called as she approached, her voice hitching only slightly.
The man turned, his features displaying his urgency.
Where is the doctor, Mrs.
Sullivan? She pressed a hand to her chest. I'm the doctor's wife. He is out visiting his homebound patients.
What am I supposed to do with this here fellow?
The cart's owner moved toward the back.
I found him out on the trail all busted up. He's in a bad way.
Dare she peer into the cart? She wasn't one of those doctor's wives that could stomach any manner of injury, but she swallowed hard and stepped up to the wagon's bed.
No, it couldn't be.
Her hand flew to her mouth. She let out a muffled cry. Flinging a hand to rest on the driver's arm kept her upright.
What is it, Mrs. Sullivan?
The word spun.
Send for the doctor and Victor!
What?
Just do it!
She screamed. The man ran off. She prayed he would make haste. Clinging now to the side of the wagon, she reached in, fingers grazing the unconscious face of her husband.
Wyatt!
She cried.
Not now!